Is purgatory in the Bible? The false teaching of purgatory is not in the Bible. We must not assume that every teaching bearing the label Christian originated with Jesus Christ and his early followers. The doctrine of purgatory, as taught by the Roman Catholic Church, is nowhere to be found in the Scriptures. So why do so many put their hope in this unbiblical idea? For many, it is the desire that everyone will have an opportunity for eternal salvation. However, the theological invention of purgatory is not needed to satisfy this desire. God does intend to give everyone an opportunity for salvation, but in a much more meaningful way. The early Roman Catholic Church found it difficult to convince pagans to submit to a religion that would force them to strive after sinless perfection in this life. Pagans might be persuaded to acknowledge Jesus was the Son of the one true God, but they would never commit to the repentance process of turning from a carnal way of life. So how could this type of sinner have any hope of salvation? Purgatory provided the answer. This new teaching explained that, at death, while saints would proceed quickly to heaven, the sinner could still have an opportunity by undergoing a purification so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the bliss of heaven. The problem is that the concept of purgatory actually goes against biblical truth. Many know that God will resurrect the saints at Christ's return, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 1 Corinthians 15:52, Revelation 26. But most read right over Christ's teaching about a second resurrection. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. Revelation 25. Revelation 20:11-12. Ezekiel 37:1-14 describes the second resurrection in colorful detail. It speaks of an entire nation that died without hope of life and without the knowledge of God that could lead to their salvation. God promises them two things: to resurrect them to physical life and to give them spiritual understanding. Ezekiel 37:10, Ezekiel 37:14. God's will is that all humankind will have an opportunity for salvation. 2 Peter 3:9. And he shows us exactly how he intends to carry out his plan through the resurrections. Read your Bible and discover God's wonderful plan of salvation for all of mankind. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.